Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 453rd edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Bet365. Bet365 is offering new users a $1,000 risk-free bet. Sign up today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/bet365. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And next, we're brought to you by Game Time. Game Time is last-minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Use promo code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. And in honor of Veterans Day, everything in our merch store is 10% off with promo code VETS. That's V-E-T-S. All proceeds from this sale will be donated to Mission 22, a nonprofit serving those who have served.
Heidi ho, Degenerators. Welcome to episode 453 of the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Going out to the man who hosts every other podcast on this network, the machine, Munaf Manji, for popping into our Discord and making a funny last night about Draymond Green. So this goes out to the machine. Thank you for coming to the show. I am not a machine. I am a fox. Jeff Chalks Fox. This episode is our second half of UFC Fight Night. Allen versus Craig, aka UFC Vegas 82. Yesterday's show, we broke down all 8 of the prelim fights. Gubby and I were on the same page, except save for one fight. So if you haven't listened yet, go and listen there and get the breakdown. We'll see how things go here. But I was saying I'm not that chalky. I ended up only taking a couple dogs yesterday, I think. But I'm more doggy than Gumby is at this point. So something's going on. Hello, Mr. Vreeland. What is going on with us here?
I think you might, looking at this right here, you might end that way. I think you might actually end with more dogs than me this week.
I think I only took 2 in the prelims, right? But okay.
3.
It must be the main guy. 3. Okay.
3. Yeah, because I took 2.
Okay. All right. 3 dogs. I'm not telling you people which ones they are, because
yeah, go listen to it. Subscribe to our YouTube, jerks.
Yeah, I always
well, not just only that. No, I was looking at the metrics today, and I was looking at our watch time, which we're getting people are watching. People are watching our pretty faces. But 80% of the people who watch our podcast are non-subscribers. Just click the button.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just click the button. If you're listening to this right now or watching this or whatever, just the button's like down there. Just click it. It doesn't cause you any harm, and it makes my life easier. So click that.
Especially if you're a female. If you're a female, please.
That's the other thing. The demographic said 100% male.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. People do watch.
They're not looking. They're not looking for the good looks, because it's 100% man. Nope. Yeah, like I don't think there's anybody watching us to smile at my face.
I thought Gumby was going to help out that, but apparently not. I want to know how we like almost doubled our subscribers like overnight one night. I wonder what happened.
There's still a bunch more who aren't clicking subscribe. So just like click it.
Jerks, man. Click. Or we'll stop doing it. How about that? How about that? We'll stop.
I like being. No, you mean I the like
money.
Yeah.
I like doing it. It has nothing to do with the money at all.
Yeah. It's a passion project.
Exactly. Is there any news? We didn't discuss any news last episode off the top. Is there anything interesting that's going on that we haven't discussed in the MMA world that you think
just Myra Buena Silva talking a perfect amount of smack to Juliana Pena. But outside of that, and that just like, just go read. She calls her a squeaky chicken toy, and that's pretty much all you need.
Your dogs have a squeaky chicken toy, Gumby.
No, we don't give them anything that squeaks.
Really? Yeah. Well, you're no fun. Our dogs end up tearing it apart, and then we have to get the squeaker away from them because they'll try to eat the squeaker too. But
that's why mine don't get anything that squeaks.
Yeah. Also, she says she's going to kill her as well, which is always cool.
Yeah. But it starts with that, but it ends with squeaky chicken toy.
Maybe she's going to kill her with a squeaky chicken toy. It could happen. Hopefully, Jillian Payne just goes and does something else. We don't need to see her fight or hear her talk.
Let's get her in there. You know, like I know all the time we're like being like, hey, fighters, don't cross over to boxing. It doesn't end well for you. Maybe she'll box. Yeah. Like she should box.
maybe she'll want to box Nagano, right? That would be a good fight.
That's probably, now you're probably taking it too far, but like,
they're both like the heaviest in their weight classes, right? They're both in the heaviest weight classes. It'll work out perfect.
I that can be a Jeff take.
No, hopefully she is becoming the female Colby Covington here.
Yes,
talking, never fighting.
And I hope it doesn't still end up with her fighting somebody old and washed up one time and then somehow getting a title shot anyway.
Yep. At least we don't have to see her fight up in Canada because that fight is not happening in Toronto. All right, let's talk about some fights that are happening. They're happening this weekend. UFC Apex, UFC Fight Night, Allen versus Craig, UFC Vegas 82. It is also called. The prelims are at 2 p.m. Told you about that. The main card, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Gummy's going to be out partying, but hopefully he'll be able to catch up on the fights at some point. We've got six fights. All right, I asked you about the prelims, thoughts on the prelims. Now we're going to do the same with the main card. Thoughts on the main card and thoughts on the odds that we have been given by Bet365.
They were all pretty much exactly where I thought they'd be. Nothing really stuck out to me as being like, whoa, maybe one or two were like a mildly surprising. But like, even then I could like justify like being like, it's not what I think, but it's like, it's in tune with what the public I imagined would feel.
Even the main event.
That's where I thought the public was going to be for the most part. Yeah. Okay. It has gotten more and more out of hand from where it got posted, but that is where I thought the public would be.
Okay. Very good to hear. Oh, your hat. We did not speak of your hat last episode. We'll probably get in trouble from Jong. What kind of hat do you have on? Is that a wild boar of some sort?
It's the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
It's an iron pig. Yeah, it's like, that's a thing.
The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Is that a indigenous to Lehigh Valley? Just iron pigs? I've never heard of iron pig before.
I think it's a play on like the steel workers, because Lehigh Valley is in Pennsylvania somewhere, because it's a Phillies affiliate, which despite my hatred of the Philadelphia Phillies, I'll still wear their affiliates at.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, we've seen where the line goes for Gumby. He will wear the affiliate hat. So, all right. Let's start off our breaking down of the fights here with one that just got made on Tuesday. It is the opener. We're going with the order on Tapology. I've seen different orders of the fights, but it doesn't really matter to us because over the two episodes, we are covering every fight. So this one's Euros Medic versus Miktibik Oralabai.
I told you how to say that so recently.
I said it wrong. Miktibik, we talked about before. Did I say his last name wrong?
Miktibik.
Moiktebek? Okay, fine. Moiktebek what? Oralbai? Is that right?
Yeah, you had the last name right.
He's from Kyrgyzstan. I can say that. He's fighting Euros Medic. Did I say that okay for you, sir?
That sounds good enough.
From Serbia. My Serbian is better than my... where is he from again?
Kyrgyzstani.
Kyrgyzstaki. What? Is that what they speak there?
That's what I'm going to guess.
Okay. We're going to talk about him first. Mr. Oralbai. He's 11-1-1, 6 knockouts, 4 submissions, never been finished in any fight. This is a short notice UFC debut. He's won 6 straight fights, the last 2 via knockout or TKO. Last lost his fight December of 2020. Used to fight at lightweight, -170. The The newcomer is the favorite here. Medich, the doctor, is the nickname. 9-1, 7 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been submitted one time. 3-1 in the UFC, won 2 straight fights via knockout or TKO. Last loss, September 2021, used to fight at lightweight and middleweight. 1-0 in contender series, 4 inches height, 2 inches reach, 2 years younger than Orlbai. Better striking stats. Oh, wait, actually, forget about all that stuff because Orlbai has not fought in the UFC at all. And Medich's number is plus 145. All right, I usually kick off the main card. I am going with Medich. Obviously, I'm not going to take a short notice debuting fighter, especially not for for minus money. I'm not taking a favor here. Medich has got size of the youth. Obviously, a much better record than a much better resume than Orlbai. If you look at Orlbai's resume, not so hot. And he's got some good power, some iron pig power for Medich. So give me him at plus 145.
So I'm not saying he doesn't have power. I'm going to give you that. But do you know what Orlbai has for power? Have you seen his? I gotta get you a clip of his fight 3 weeks ago. By the way, he fought 3 weeks ago.
Is that when we talked about him?
Yeah, we talked about him 3 weeks ago, and then earlier. You got to remember, he's the one who I talked about being like, I need to know that he can strike before I'm
right. Okay,
in the UFC, he was one of those ones because his wrestling is incredible. Like he is really sharp on the ground, which is why I like him here over Medich. Like I'm gonna go with Orlbai here. I think he's got a wrestling advantage, but then he had a guy in the clinch. He threw this one uppercut and the dude slept. Like he has got, I don't know if he's got the power from range, but when he closes that range, like, man, that power looks good. So I'm going to say, you know, Medich might be the more technical striker, but is Medich going to be able to be on his horse for 15 hard minutes? Cause I think Orlbai can bring him that fight. And then in addition to that, like, I think anytime Orlbai closes the distance, I think he's going to be more dangerous from up close. And, you know, not for anything. Medich got hit from Semelsberger from distance. Semelsberger a little bit longer. I think maybe a little bit better of a pure boxer. But, like, if he's hitting him from distance, it's not like Medich is, like, this elusive guy who, like, avoids being punched. So I'll take the guy with a wrestling advantage, with big power punching, and, you know, who is... I know this is short notice, but like he was just in a fight camp, you know, 3 weeks ago, and he won that fight in, I mean, literally no time. Dana White had to have been just telling them to just like, oh, he's in, just like stay around and stay ready because we'll be using him anytime we get the chance.
Dana White doesn't watch MMA. Come on. He doesn't know about any of these guys.
Sean Shelby. Add Sean Shelby, whoever you're talking about. Yeah.
That's better. All right. We disagree there, but one thing we don't disagree on is my transitions into ad reads. Vets merch. In honor of Veterans Day, everything in our merch store is 10% off with the promo code VETS. All proceeds from the sale will be donated to Mission 22, a nonprofit serving those who have served. So support a great cause and score some sweet gear. Store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Promo code VETS. We also agree with Bet365. That's where we're getting our lines for the show from. We're brought to you by Bet365. Bet365 is the world's favorite sports book, trusted by over 88 million players worldwide. Props, sides, totals, live betting, Bet365 has you covered. And if you like boosts, you're going to love Bet365, like a 30% profit boost on your NFL same game parlay. Plus, they even have an early payout offer if your team goes up 17 points. Sign up today and choose from 2 bonus offers, either a $1,000 no sweat bet or bet $5, get $150 in bonus bets. Just head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/bet365. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/bet365. Or even easier, use the sign up link in our show's bio. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And finally, for now, Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, MMA. They've got it all. Simply play. Pick higher or lower on your favorite player's fantasy stats and cash in. Gumby, go with a pick. Will it be Gonzaga related? Let's see.
It's usually Gonzaga related, but we're getting pretty close to the fights and knowing that those are right around the corner. Rafael Estevam, who we talked about on the last show, they've got the higher or lower on his takedowns at 2.5. Charles Johnson gave up 11 in his last fight, so I think Estevam can get 3 for us. So let's go with Rafael Estevam higher than 2.5. Takedowns.
There you go. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. All right, let's see if we can get back on the same page here with the next fight. Women's strawweight, Amanda Ribas going back down to strawweight against Luana Pinheiro. Brazil versus Brazil violence. We'll tell you about Pinheiro first. 11-1, two knockouts, five submissions, never been finished in a fight. 3-0 in the UFC, 1-0 in contender series, nine straight wins, is not lost since March of 2017. She's outstruck her opponents by UFC opponents and contender series by 0.19 strikes per minute. So pretty much a wash there. Plus 200. Amanda Ribas, the delightful Amanda Ribas, 12-4, three knockouts, four submissions. That should be her nickname, the delightful. She's been knocked out three times, 6-3 in the UFC. Loss, win, loss, win, loss. Got TKO'd in her last fight. She has fought a lot, at least recently at flyweight. I like her more at strawweight, so I'm glad she's back down there. Multiple regional championships on her
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Didn't get to say that last episode at all. Inch of height, 4 inches reach on Pinheiro. Better striking stats, more active landing strikes, better grappling stats. She's outstruck her UFC opponents by 1.49 strikes per minute. Minus 250. Go ahead.
Amanda Ribas, all day here. I like Luana Pinheiro, but first of all, to your point, love Ribas more at strawweight. Especially after kind of watching her get bullied by my favorite fighter in the whole wide world. She kind of got bullied by Macy Barber. And, you know, like the thing is like, that's kind of what has made Amanda Ribas good in the past is like when she's able to use her size and her strength a little bit to her advantage, which I thought she'd be able to do against Macy Barber. And I was wrong because that weight class change is really bad. But when she's able to do that, she's actually pretty damn good. And Luana Pinheiro had trouble with the size and strength of Michelle Waterson, who's really an atom weight and is like, I mean, out the door pretty much, right? Like, I think we can all agree Michelle Waterson's best days are past her. And like, she took down Pinheiro. So like, I think Ribas is going to have that option if she doesn't like how the striking's going. I mean, we even saw Pinheiro get taken down by Randa Marcos back right before Randa Marcos, you know, went away for a little while. So like, I think Ribas is going to have an easier time using her weight and kind of being a weight bully here.
Yep. She's going to be a bully. As nice as she is outside of the cage, she is definitely a bully in the cage. Even was able to be a bit of a bully at flyweight as well. We're not going to talk about her last fight. Not at all, but yeah, I like Ribas as well in this fight. Should be a good one though. All right. Going back to the men's side and we're going up to bantamweight, Peyton Talbot versus Nick Aguiar. 3 5-minute rounds. Tell you about Aguiar first. Slick is the nickname. Slick Nick is 7-1, three knockouts, four submissions. So he's finished everyone. He himself has never been finished. 0-1 in the UFC. That would be his last fight that he lost, snapping his undefeated 7-0 streak. Used to fight at featherweight and lightweight. 4 inches of reach on Talbot. He's outstruck Talbot. He's been outstruck in his one UFC fight by 2.2 strikes per minute. 1-0 as a pro grappler, plus 550. Peyton Talbot, 6-0 with 5 knockouts. This is his debut after winning on the Contender Series, 1-0 there. Regional champion, inch height, 2 years younger than Aguiar. Better striking stats, and he's 10 times more active landing strikes off their very small sample sizes here. He outstruck his Contender Series opponent by plus 4.6 strikes per minute, minus 800. Obviously, I'm not going to take a plus 550 dog here. Talbot is the pick. I'm not that crazy about dogs. Come on.
No, and the thing here, too, is Aguiar got really badly outboxed by Dan Argueta in his last fight, right? And Argueta, this isn't like a hate on Argueta. He's not catching strays here. But Argueta's best trait is he's a great wrestler. Like, he's an incredible wrestler. He showed that in all of his recent fights. And like, boxing is not his best attribute. And he got outboxed by Argueta at every step they were on the feet. He's fought nobody of, like, UFC caliber in his career. Is Aguiar. Like, if you go at his regional record, he's fought like very low level regional competition. And like the UFC coming off of that Contender Series fight, love Peyton Talbot. They want Peyton Talbot to succeed. He is an incredible boxer. At the very least, you can give him that. He's elusive and has a pace. And I think that's a thing that Aguiar is going to struggle with. So like they tried to set him up with a guy who couldn't hang with him boxing. And I think they found him the right one. So not crazy about the number, especially being that like Talbot's also not really tested. But like, this is a good matchup for him. At least
we have to pick every fight and we have to bet $100 in every fight. So we got to pick winners. Talbot's the winner. What is, going back to what you said, what is Dan Argueta's top, characteristic or trait? You were saying, what is in his
wrestler? Like, I think he's an excellent wrestler. No. Like,
incorrect answer.
Oh, he's so determined.
Yes. He is the determined. There you go. Thank you for walking great. Into my joke. All right.
Did it cut out when I said wrestling? Like, I already said wrestling. Yeah.
Like, incorrect. All right. Let's move on to 155-pound fight. Jordan Leavitt versus Chase Hooper. USA versus USA. Leavitt, the Monkey King, 11-2. Two knockouts, six submissions. He's been submitted one time, 4-2 in the UFC, 3-1 over his last four, including winning his last fight via TKO. 1-0 contender series, used to fight at featherweight, better striking stats than Hooper. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.71 strikes per minute. He's at plus 187. Chase the Dream Hooper, used to be the teenage dream, but now he's a full grown man. 12-3-1, four knockouts, five submissions. He's been knocked out once, 4-3 in the UFC, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win. So he's never won two fights or lost two fights in a row. Used to fight up at featherweight, 1-0 in contender series, multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Sorry, I said up at featherweight. I meant down at featherweight. Now he's up at lightweight. BJJ champion, 4 inches of height, 3 inches of reach, 4 years younger. So all that is in his favor over Leavitt. He's outstruck his UFC opponents with 1.33 strikes per minute, minus 225. Go ahead.
I'm going Chase Hooper here for a couple of reasons. Number one, I really like him up at lightweight. I think lightweight is where he belongs. It's great to see him filling into his form and just like being bigger. He also looked really good boxing in his last fight, which is, I think, the decision maker here, right? Because Jordan Leavitt is a good grappler. I don't really think Chase Hooper is going to come in here and like just style on him in terms of wrestling and grappling. But I think that's probably a stalemate when you talk about their two wrestling. And I think Hooper is a much better striker, and he's also bigger and taller at the end of the day too. So like, I'll take Chase Hooper in that way. And in addition to that, I don't feel like I should necessarily bring this into the handicap, but like, it seems relevant. Jordan Leavitt says he plans on pulling out of this fight if his wife goes into labor. His wife is due 4 days after the fight. Now, you know, there's a good chance she won't go into labor right then, but he's fully prepared to just not fight, which is, you know, if it's, I think it's like his second or third kid, but it's not really relevant whether it's his first, second or third. Like, he wants to be there and that's great. But that also means like his mind's kind of not on it. And it's also like, I can't draw like a clear path where I think he's better than Hooper here. So like both his mental edge and I can't really find a physical edge. So I like Hooper here. This was one of the ones I was a little surprised. He's a little bigger of a favorite than I expected. But I do still like Hooper here.
The Monkey King is having Monkey Prince or Princess, as he said. Which one is going to be?
I don't know which one it is.
I'm taking him. I'm taking the new father to be. I still don't have faith in Chase Hooper, even though he is still a youngster. He's not that much younger than Leavitt. He's 4 years younger, but obviously he's still improving. You say he's a better striker. He has not proven that he's a better striker than Leavitt, at least not to this point, but that is improving.
But to that point, like who is Jordan Leavitt boxed, right? Like, yeah. Victor Martinez and Trey Ogden and Matt Salas and Matt Wyman, like not a single striker in the batch. And then like Puelish and Patty Pimblett beat the crap out of him. So, I mean, like Chase Hooper's list of guys, maybe not all that impressive either, but he's at least faced some strikers. He went 15 minutes with Steven Peterson on the feet.
He is definitely tough. Leavitt, better striking, fought better fighters, and hopefully a push on the ground. So and better, more power on the feet, at least at this point. But Hooper's growing into his body. But I'll take Leavitt because I love dogs, Gumby.
I guess so.
Plus 97. I also love our lovely sponsors as I transition into a ad read for y'all. Game Time. That's where we're going to spend all the money that we're going to win this week. Last minute tickets. We're going to get it from Game Time. Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. You get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps and you're set. Tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. Snag your tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And Hall of Fame bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame bets. the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, MLB, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bet's revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. SGPN. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Okie dokie, co-main event time, and it is men's 170-pound welterweight fight, Jake Matthews versus Michael Morales. Let me tell you about Matthews first. The Celtic kid is 19-6, 5 knockouts, 8 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 3 times. 12-6 in the UFC, loss, win over his last 4. He did win his last fight via submission. 0-1 the Ultimate Fighter, used to fight at lightweight, was a regional champion. 20-12 pro MMA debut. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.94 strikes per minute, plus 225. Michael Morales, 15-0, 11 knockouts, 1 submission. He's 3-0 in the UFC, 1-0 in Contender Series. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt in the store at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. He's got an inch of height, 6 inches of reach on Matthews, 5 years younger. Used to fight at lightweight. More active landing strikes. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.63 strikes per minute, minus 275. Give me Morales. Matthews just far too inconsistent. I'm going to take the bigger, younger, powerful fighter in Michael Morales here.
Yeah, I still believe in Michael Morales. I'm a little bit worried about the line. The only thing that is comforting a little bit is I went back and I looked through Jake Matthews' record, and you're saying up and down, but really, like, he is a fighter who has had literally every single one of his fights age poorly. Like the loss to Matthew Semelsberger, like Semelsberger has not looked good since then. He beat Darius Flowers, who was filling in on short notice. Certainly no merit in that. He beat Andre Fialu, who again, no real, that looked like a good win at the time, and it's not anymore. He beat Diego Sanchez by decision. Again, probably didn't age all that well. Remember when we thought Emil Weber Meek was like a guy? I really did. I thought he was a dude. And like Matthews beat him, and I was like, oh, Matthews must be great. Or like Rostam Akhmed. Or when he lost to Anthony Rocco Martin, who then like went off his rocker. And none of those fights like aged really well. So like I'm still not exactly sure what Jake Matthews is, but I think the reach and the power and everything else we see from Michael Morales, I think like this guy has got a really great potential. I'm just like a little bit weary at the veteran versus prospect matchup. It is, It is a pretty big step up to go from Max Griffin to Jake Matthews. So I do worry about that a little bit, but I am still going to go Morales here.
Yes, Morales is the pick here for both of us. Perhaps Jake Matthews, maybe he's just bad luck to fight him. Your career falls off a cliff, you know where I'm headed with this? Just like it's bad luck to be on your podcast, the Top Turtle MMA podcast.
Jake Matthews was on the Top Turtle MMA podcast.
There you go. There you go.
But so was like a ton of people on this main card.
a buttload, perhaps. All right. Yeah. Main event, including at least half of the main event. I don't think the Scottish half has been on, not the American half. All right.
He's great to try to figure out what he's saying.
Oh, yes, definitely. Five-minute rounds, middleweights, Brendan Allen versus Paul Craig. Do you know my grandmother was from Scotland, Dan? So I can understand him easily.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. All right, we're going to tell you about Paul Craig first. Bear Jew. I don't think my grandma knew what a bear Jew was either, just like we don't know.
He also was not about telling me what that nickname meant.
Very evasive talk about his nickname. All right, Craig is he probably is. Craig is 17-6-1. Four knockouts, 13 submissions. So he's finished. I didn't realize that he finished all of his wins. He himself has been knocked out four times, submitted once. So he's gone to the decision two times. 9-6-1 in the UFC, 1-2 over his last three, but he did win his last fight via TKO. 5-2 over his last seven. He formerly had fought at 205. He's just, what was it, last fight he went to middleweight or two fights?
Yeah, he just came down for one so far.
Okay. Yep. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. I'm sure they have mantles in Scotland. 2013 debut, a BJJ medalist at the Abu Dhabi, right?
I don't know that he went to maybe or like whatever. It might have been the European qualifier.
Okay, right.
Like that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right. All right. 1-0 is a pro kickboxer. Inch of reach over Allen. He's been outstruck in the UFC by 0.28 strikes per minute, plus 300. No respect. Arnold Allen. That would be quite a mismatch. Size mismatch. This would be Brendan Allen, nickname All In. So his last name with the E swap for an I. Very, very clever. 22-5, five knockouts, 13 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once. 10-2 in the UFC, 5-0 over his last five, 7-1 over his last eight. Three straight wins via sub, not just multiple subs, one kind of sub, right? Rear naked choke.
Rear naked chokes, yeah.
Yep. Used to fight at light heavyweight and welterweight, 1-0 in contender series, LFA champion, also regional champion. So his mantle is full as well. 8 years younger than Craig, striking stats, and he's more active landing strikes. Both of those are better than Craig's. He's barely as struck as UFC opponents. He's at plus 0.07. That includes the contender series fight. He's at minus 400. A lot of respect from the bettors for Mr. Allen. Are we respecting him here or not, Gumby?
No, not at that price. And I think you're with me. I know you're going to go Paul Craig as well.
How do you think I'm with you? What makes you think that?
Because first of all, you're not as convinced. You're like me. You're not convinced that Brendan Allen is worth negative 400 against anybody who's rankable. And look, Paul Craig's rankable. Like, we saw that fight with Andre Muniz. What was the knock on Paul Craig at light heavyweight? Why did we not buy him as a contender at light heavyweight? Is because he couldn't take anybody down himself, right? Like, he did get the win over Jamal Hill. He did get the win over Magomed Ankalaev, two guys who have either had the title or been in a title fight. And he beat both of them by falling to his back and them chasing it. When Volkan Ozdemir wouldn't do that, he had no outlet, right? And as a result, he wasn't a viable light heavyweight. We've now seen him down at 185 and his wrestling plays up. His size now matters. His wrestling looks better down here where people are closer to his own size. And, like, I mean, his hands held up against Andre Muniz, which, you know, like, isn't the best thing to say in the world. But, like, I think he's better at jiu-jitsu than Brendan Allen is. And I think he's going to tangle with him on the mat for some indescript amount of time. So I really like Paul Craig in this spot. I will also say this, too. This isn't going to be in any of my fancy plays here. Paul Craig winning this fight surprisingly by TKO for Top Game and just grounded pounding, it seems viable, right? Like, it seems like he might not sub Brendan Allen because Brendan Allen just might survive enough. And I could see a TKO by grounded pound. He did it to Shogun, right? It's plus 1150 right now to get Paul Craig by KO. And I would say, like, a fun little pizza bet there is not the worst idea.
Oh, hi. There you are. Sorry. I didn't hear.
I can tell luckily, you, can tell you couldn't waiting. Hear. I can tell you couldn't hear me because you just sat there. But like, I'll lead you off. I said Paul Craig by TKO, not a bad play at +1150.
No. That's a big number. A big number. Somehow you knew I was going with Paul Craig. I didn't know until a few hours ago. But yeah, I'm going with Paul Craig. Number has gotten too high. Not just that, but he's actually a better striker than Allen. He doesn't have as much power on the feet as Allen has, but not that Allen has a lot of power anyhow. Better striker. And Allen is, as he has shown his last three fights, he wants to grapple. He wants to choke you out. And good luck doing that with Paul Craig. So the age gap is a bit of a concern, but this getting +300 money on him is not a concern. So I love the dogs, Gumby. I'm going dog again.
You're getting out of control. I think you wound up with three extra dogs than me on this card.
It's wild. I'm going to pull ahead of you where I should be in the year end totals. All right. Or the year. We're not at the end yet. We're getting there almost. All right. Let's recap. And then we'll give you our fancy plays. We both are in on Paul Craig as a big dog. Michael Morales, Gumby likes Hooper. I like Levitt, Talbot, Hebos. I like Medic, and you like Oralby. All right. Fancy plays, locks, dogs, props, parlays, all that stuff. I am to lead off this week. What number do I like? There's not, I either have like dogs or I have really big favorites. Let's see what I like here. I mentioned yesterday I like the line, so let's go with it. Nicholas Mota -188. I like -138, excuse me.
I'll take Rafael Estevan. I mentioned him before on the takedowns. I think I'm a little worried about the layoff, but I think you're getting a great number on him against Charles Johnson there. So give me Estevan.
All right, dog time. So many to choose from, Gummy. This is a plethora of dogs here. Which one stood out to me the most? Let's see. This is good listening for everyone. I'm getting close to picking one. Don't worry, getting close. I'll teach you, Gumby. Jordan Levitt +187. Take that.
I'm fine with that. I'm gonna go Lucy Pudilova. I don't trust Aileen Perez at all. Lucy Pudilova. Nice number there on her as well.
+170. You and I have some decent sized dogs there. All right. I was thinking, you know, Paul Craig via submission is +650. That's a pretty wild number.
With him doing that, you just have to like sit back and think to it for a second. Like, cause I had him by submission to beat Shogun. Like, you just have to sit back and think for a minute. What if this guy decides that he is just going to TKO him on the ground, cause he's sick of looking for the rear naked choke. And for me, I don't want to find out the hard way. So, I like his money line. I think TKO is more fun than the submission one.
I was thinking Mota via knockout, but there's not a prop for that yet. All right, I'm doing it. Craig, submission +650. Let's do it.
Wow, you're going big.
Why not?
I've been doing well with the over and under. So I'm going to say, I'm going to go right to fight goes to decision. I'm going to say Chase Hooper. No, because I think Cooper's going to finish that. I might even use Chase Hooper in something else. I'm going to say Jake Matthews, Michael Morales. I'm going to say that one goes over 1.5. I like Morales. I think he's sharp and can probably finish Jake Matthews, but I don't think he'll do it quick. And I'm seeing that at like -170 right now for over 1.5. So I'll take that one, makes it past the halfway mark, -170.
All right. The locks, Estevan, Mota, the dogs, Pudilova, Levitt, the props, Matthews, Morales over 1.5, Craig via submission. All right, Gumby, Hunger Man Jong, Superfan Parlay, 2-fight parlay. It's going to win us big bucks. Go ahead.
So the props are kind of slow coming out this week, I think, because all the changes and stuff. So I'm kind of handicapped here. I know the first leg I want to use Paul Craig's money line. Let's just use the money line on it. Why not? And actually, you know what? Do I want to go double money line or do I want to? Now you got me debating. I'm usually like ahead of the game on this. I'm going to take Paul Craig's money line. And actually, you know, I'm just going to do double money line here. I'm going to take Paul Craig's money line and Cal Machado's money line. Both of them big underdogs here, but I think you don't even have to get real fancy with it. I almost took Chase Hooper by TKO. Chase Hooper by TKO, 440.
Don't do it.
I'm just saying him and Paul Craig both by KO would be a wild parlay.
It would.
Yeah, like that might be worth, you know, like a fun little spring. No, but both of these two by just money line. We don't even have to get cute with the props. Two big dogs I really like on the card, 14-1.
1400 plus 1400. All right. There you go. Everything you need to make money this weekend has been given to you. Go forth with it. Go into the Discord and chat with us about it. We're at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Twitter, we're at SGPNMMA. We're at Gumby Vreeland. We're at Jeff Fox Writer. That on Instagram as well. Gumby's got a Top Turtle MMA podcast. He interviews three people from the prelims this week. Go ahead and tell the people.
Cal Machado, Jose Johnson, and Chad Ann Heliger all stop by.
All good interviews. That's Top Turtle MMA. And make sure you go to my Substack, moneymma.substack.com. Subscribe, play my pick'em contest, win prizes for free. And all good things in the sports gambling sphere is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Help us crush corporate gambling. Okay, Gumby, go ahead. Get us out of here.
All right, I'm Dana Gumby Vreeland. He's the Dream Jeff Fox, and we will see you on Sunday.